those people that longs to expose yourself. GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is punky.
As soon as we got an Argentinian ref, I fucking knew it.
I knew it.
I knew it. Bloody Argentinian
bastards.
This is indeed punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And
I'm Alice Rock.
Hey! We've got ourselves a fucking guest.
Woo!
Come on. Oh, hey there, Alice Rock. So you've just been doing our other show with us, haven't you?
Yeah, I certainly have.
For 3 hours, and you're quite happy with
yeah,
how it went?
Pretty cool, a bit knackered, but it's
bit
cool.
Bit knackered. Welcome to the world of punky. Hey, thank you all very much for all of your comments and all of your votes and all of everything like that. We've got a brilliant, brilliant show for you this week, and this is controversial.
Okay.
Word of the week. You know how we've been a bit lax with word of the week, haven't we?
Yeah.
I haven't even mentioned the scary music! Scary music! We've got about four this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't want to save them all up?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm trusting the word of the week business. Now, you've heard the show before, haven't you, Alice Rock?
Yep, I have.
So you know pretty much what's going to happen?
Yeah, pretty much.
I do notice that you've printed off the Punky Dictionary.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Is there something that you would like to say to us at the start of the show by way of introduction?
Well, first of all, yeah, this dictionary isn't in alphabetical order.
It's
a slight
true.
Problem when looking up words. But apart from that, yeah, it's pretty cool. Crotch goblins.
Thank you. I was wondering when you were going to say something remotely rude. That's because we like
it's
it.
It's not in alphabetical order. Is that
like
all
it.
You've got?
Yeah. Is that, look at you. Is that all you've got? Ha! You just went, I have a feeling, Alice Rock, that you may be something of a victim during the next 45 minutes. So feel free to pile in whenever you like, all right?
Mm.
And if it's all right, I'll leave you my cup. Sounds fair, doesn't it? So, that does, of course, mean, Alice Rock, later on in the show, you're going to be doing a live acoustic number for us.
Yeah.
Which is a first for Punky.
That's a first.
It's a first. Yeah. And Tony, you never know, we might have another crack at Love Machine.
Doubt it.
We have got four great songs that will all the bands will be on our top eight this week, I think. Should we play the first one?
Yes.
Let's play the first one. First one, this is from Airbomb. Oh, by the way, obviously, we are uniting fans and bands across the lands.
Across the lands, yeah.
First up, we've got a band from London called Airbomb. Well, from Essex, called Airbomb. And this is Roasted.
Cool.
Let's have it. About that, Roasted.
Nice.
Roasted.
Good way to start the show.
It is a fantastic cool. way to start the show. And I didn't ask you, Tony, can you guess the website address of Airbomb?
Airbomb.co.uk?
Airbomb.me.uk.
Good.
You're not a genius so far this week, Tony, although you have a chance to redeem yourself later on.
Okay, cool.
That
cool.
is good. Right then, so if you don't mind, I'm going to get straight on this week with emails and messages, right? Because the four that I've picked out, and if you would like to email me with a word of the week or anything, it's paulieb@punkyradio.com. I've got four. I've got four.
Right.
So we're just going to read them out. Feel free to respond wherever you like.
Okay.
That goes for you as well, Rockster.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was exactly like this at the start of the last show we did, wasn't it? She wasn't sure about it. And then by the end, we couldn't shut the fucker up. Yeah. So, there comes the first one then. It goes, fuck the phrase of the week. Let's have a word. And I think it should be snickerdoddles, which means fucking bitch. Oh my God, in all languages. You guys should take your dictionary and sell it on your website at the end of every year. Oh, and a note to the world. Tony's not a twat, and it's a shame that you could say such a thing. You're not only a twat, you are evolved from a twat. You're a shit-town twat. I love your voices, but without the accents, I don't think the podcast would be half as good. Well, no, it wouldn't, because without the voices, there'd be no words.
No, music.
Like when the cutest baby in the world flicks you off. Well, that hasn't actually happened to me. That's a bit sinister, actually. I think there's a problem with two nations divided by a common language here. I think if you flick someone off in this country, it's something entirely different, isn't it? You're not offended. You're just like, oh, what a cute baby. Yeah, no. If you guys ever felt like you're on your way to Fishtown, just remember if you make a left at the fork in the road, you'll end up in Punkyville, Sherwood Forest, where all your loving fans are waiting. Well, goodbye and good night. Love you guys always. Smile, smile, happy, happy from Smiles of Punky. England for the World Cup. Yes, Carissa. That's where it all falls down, of course.
Yeah.
Fucking Argentinian ref.
Fuckers.
We'll be talking about it later on. Next up. This one's a bit more straightforward.
Right.
And I'm quite glad this was titled Word of the Week. Because if it hadn't been titled Word of the Week, I might have just thought it was abuse. You, sir, are a wank stain on the duvet of society. Loving the show, Black Cat. I'm quite pleased it had Word of the Week at the top. So far we've got snickerdoddles and wank stain on the duvet of society.
I love
that. Next up. Hey, hi, Paulie B and Mega Manly Tony. Love the show. More than can be said for the pheromones at the mill on Saturday night. Better wigs needed all around next time. That's because the Ramones tribute were at the town mill in Mansfield last week. Missed out on your report about your gig at the farmyard this year. Only heard it secondhand from Stevie D. Been going to the farmyard for about 15 years. It wasn't always as big as it is now and used to be held in a real farmyard. This is the biker do that I did the other week.
Okay.
Didn't go this year. Shame to have missed you there. Hope they like you doing your stuff. They did. What's all this about the mysterious Stevie D's identity? Stevie D was the guy who went on about the emo shop in Mansfield that I have now seen.
Yeah, it's just down the road.
It just says, so emo, so punk, so hardcore. So what? So kick in its fucking window! really pissed me off when I saw that. So what's about this mysterious DVD's identity? You've seen him at the mill often enough. He's there most weekends, unless gigs elsewhere, taking further field. He'll probably be at the Sex Pistols Experience gig. This came through a while ago. Loves his punk, he does. Even strums a few punky riffs to annoy the neighbours on his Gibson collection. Interesting.
Nice.
Heard a word I'd not heard for ages used today at work. Quim. As in, she had her hand on her quim. Reckon it's Anglo-Saxon for mufti. What do you reckon? Lust and moistness, mistress. Well, interesting story about quim that I may or may not have told before, but one ill-fated Christmas at my grandma's several years ago, we were playing Scrabble after dinner, and my grandma, being quite old and mad, and someone who can't be questioned during Scrabble, put down quim on a triple letter score.
Right.
And just my dad was just speechless. She scored about 100 points. And my dad was speechless. Me and my brother were pissing ourselves laughing, and she just looked around and said, well, quim's a word, isn't it? I've certainly heard it before. I'm sure your grandfather always used to say it.
Nice.
So, yes, quim is fine. So, but quim's kind of well known, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. But what do you think?
I know it. Not saying something, really.
What? It's saying something that you are familiar with the word quim?
Yeah.
Well, you are a lady. So you have got one, I imagine.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But they're local.
Quim is relatively local.
Well,
I imagine.
True.
It's part of her.
No, that person.
That person. Well, they're obviously local. Yeah.
So there's two local listeners.
The thing is that she said, what's this about the mysterious Stevie D's identity? We still don't know Stevie D. Now the person who's told is now the mysterious mistress. This is getting freakish. Last one. Hey, Paul, I think I have a potential word of the week, but truth be told, I am a wanker. Now, the first time that came through, that was actually the only line that came through. Like, he got tired and he pressed send when he went to press something else.
Too much wanking.
So I just got this thing through. He said, word of the week. He said, hey, Paul, I think I have a potential word of the week, but truth be told, I am a wanker. Anyway, the rest of it came through. I have no imagination, much like Tony has no clam jouster. I think that's a bit rude. Anyway.
Feeling the love.
Anyway, my word is slut rope. I thought it up while me and my friend were pissing around. I think it could be something to attract a slut, but what doesn't attract a slut? Anyway, if you could help me get a definition to this word so I can use it in everyday conversation, then I will stop zuffling your curtains. Love the show, keep it up, you cock-sucking motherfucking smacktards, Dane Wilson. Well, Dane, I do like slut rope, and I'll tell you why. Because I think the slut rope could be used to nail said slut in nightclub. If you've got a length of rope, you could use a slut rope lasso style to lasso your slut and drag her into the gents' toilets to have your evil way with her. The reason I quite like this as an idea is because when I was at university many moons ago, when everything was in black and white and we used old money in a system of barter, my mate had what he called a keep net, and it was this imaginary thing that he had over his left shoulder. And when he was in the Irish in Nottingham on a Wednesday night, which was the time to get the dirty nurses, right, he'd have his imaginary keep net. And the idea was that, as he described, they'd become known as swamp donkeys now, but he called them swamp monsters. Mm. He would routinely get hammered and go around drunk, ugly women, suggesting later on that they went back to his house. And if they said yes, he would look round to his mates and do a motion that was netting them and getting them in his imaginary keep net. And he'd keep half a dozen in the keep net, and whichever one he fancied the best at the end of the night, he would pull out of the keep net, possibly with a slut rope, and take them home. Now, I'm not condoning his behaviour at all. I just remember it.
Cool.
All right?
OK.
And that is this week's emails and messages. Right, who's got Podcast Alley Top 5?
Me.
Explain about it, will you, Tony, sir?
Podcast Alley. Every month, it's a site, podcastalley.com. There's a site of all the podcasts, and it's all in categories, and people vote for us each month, and we are usually second.
And please vote for us. We'll talk about the voting later on.
If you go to punkyradio.com, there's a link at the top of the site that says, please vote for us, important. Click on that, enter your email address.
Particularly important
this week. And a comment.
Yep.
Comments, best comments get read out.
Yep.
And we need the votes to keep above the crying baby emo kids and all that malarkey.
Here's the proof.
Okay. Hello, this is Sid from the other side of the world, in India.
Come on, Indian listener.
I'm proudly wearing an England shirt right now after our amazing game against Ecuador. Remember that? The World Cup.
Talk about it later.
Anyway, well, not really. I wouldn't be surprised if some English players start listening to James Blunt and cutting themselves afterwards. Thanks for that. Some lols. Lols.
Well, thanks. We have a listener in India. That's
Thank you
brilliant.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
Supporting England, always good. Good show. Well, your show is the shit, isn't it? That's no lie. I went out and bought an iPod so I could listen to you guys all over the land. I want to say that Paul is fucking God and Tony is a bloke. But hey, whatever works for you guys. And you fuckers better not stop with your... And then it stops. From Bass Runner 98.
But read the bit out again about me being God, because it actually could be read in one of two ways. Just read the sentence out.
I want
out.
To say that Paul is fucking God.
Yeah, I hope I'm not. Is my wife actually the all-seeing, omniscient being?
Who knows? Could
the
be.
Proper Mrs. Edwards could be God.
Okay,
that's all
one.
I'm saying.
Or, and I'm bloke.
Or God no could be Alanis that. Morissette. We don't know. Probably not. She's a
probably not.
Female Canadian vocalist. Ah!
Damn you, Kevin Smith.
Damn you. Yeah, you fat lump.
Another one. Votes cure knob cramp. From the short.
It's possibly true. If you would like to cure me of my knob cramp, please vote for us at Podcast Alley. Otherwise, I will have cramp of the knob. Oh, by the way, did I say I'm not wearing any pants?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. Oh, hey there, Alice Rock. I'm not wearing any pants.
That's some shorts.
Who? Prove it.
No. He's got,
well,
Jesus Christ.
This is controversial. We've got a 50-50 here. Maybe later on in the show, I'll get my knob out.
Anyway, so that was some...
I'll prove it.
My
you prove you've got
oh,
a quim.
Fucking hell.
What, do you think I might be a man?
I think you might be, yeah. Certainly, I am surprised at what an interest Tony's been taking in you this evening, so I can only assume that you might be. I'm sorry, yeah.
That's my ear at my shorts, where they pifted your show last week.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
which I listened to.
What a wonderful piece of literature there was on that show.
I thought I'd tune in, thought, my co-host writing a bit of a short story, that'll be fun. Starts off this... a computer programmer. Huh.
No,
what a coincidence.
No, this isn't how it... That's not how it looked.
And then, a self-employed...
Wow!
You bastard.
I'll talk about it later on.
And they don't even know who I am!
Well, you're instantly forgettable. You just see my shadow, Ton.
Yeah, I know. Oh well. Helping you fuck the man over. Hey, I saw you only had 4 votes, and that is complete shit.
It is.
One of those votes was mine. But I have 2 email addresses, so I'm giving you another vote. This is going to throw off the whole Podcast Alley system, and Punky will reign supreme. And it's all because I voted. From Dane Wilson.
Revolution from within. Dane Wilson? But
yeah, you just get a message from him.
He was a slut rope guy.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much, Dane Wilson.
And finally, Punky Monkey. Mental Escher has a mental escher when listening to Punky, podcasting's most exuberant music and fuck blab fest. Keep it up, boys.
Now, I've included that because we haven't mentioned Mental Escher of late, and he does some really crazy stuff.
He's like a video cast, isn't it?
There's a vidcast, there's also a normal podcast, right. And he's right out there. If you like things a bit weird, mental-escher.net, and Escher is E-S-C-H-E-R. Check him out, he's really good. Right,
cool.
Then.
That's the end of this message.
So, Podcast Alley, we really do want you to vote for us. Please vote this week. It doesn't take long. You're probably at the computer right now. So just go on our MySpace or go to podcastalley.com, type in Punky, and vote for us and leave a comment, because we got 147 votes last month, which is
That's
our
good.
Record. We'd like to beat that this month, because there are currently at least two casts above us that are cheating proxy voting. Bloody proxy voters, right?
Not the Potter one.
Two French ones, one of which hasn't had a comment since January of this year, yet has got 38 votes in a day.
Right.
Something fishy. I had a listen to the pair of them this afternoon. They're actually not that bad, but one of them's not even pod safe. So maybe you can shop them, Tony.
Okay.
Because you're evil.
No, not.
That was weird.
Thank you very much.
Rockster, did you just shove your big fat 8-inch quim up his arse?
How would that work?
Right then, Alice Rock, what have you got there?
Okay, Punky, MySpace latest comments.
Latest comments. So our MySpace is myspace.com/punkyradio. Off you go.
Okay, first one here from Bethan. I have definitely gone too long not knowing what Punky Radio was. What's all this about kitten blurred? Laugh
kitten
out loud.
Kitten blurred.
Loving your emo insults, but come on, let's have a bit of a chav insult fest. Now they piss me off. Evil laugh. Bring on the bitching. I love you guys. Smell the onion. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Smell the onion.
Smell the onion.
Smelly.
Smelly onion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chavs.
Or lick my plums.
Is this the one who actually described what chav was to you?
Yeah. And I know what fucking chav is, but the thing is, we don't totally piss out of chavs, because they're likely to come around and rob our houses and beat us up.
Pretty much.
You can have a go at emo kids all fucking day.
And the US people just won't understand it.
Yeah. Yes, silly person. Next.
Okay, next one from Bear. What's this? A week without me being angry and no comments from me, and you two verbally suck each other off on the air. Oh, Tony, I love you. You're so manly. Oh, Paulie, I love you too. Your beard makes you look so distinguished. Fucking kitten bloods.
See, the thing is, Bear, like, you can't win with that bloke, can you? Because if we do mention him, he gets angry.
Yep.
If we don't mention him, he gets really angry.
If we're nice to each other, he gets angry.
Yeah. He's just angry. But he is mates with a band called Weapons of Brass Destruction, so he can't be all bad.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Next.
Okay, next one here is from Kayla. Hey, you two. I was thinking, if it is ever proven that emo is a disease, should we just put them down for the safety of mankind?
Yep.
Or just send them all to an island? Maybe instead of using kitten blood, then to write in their diaries, they could just have a collection pool for every night they cut their wrists. P.S. James Blunt was on TV a couple of nights ago. He's a terrible sight.
I fundamentally agree with everything that's just been said.
Yet again, James Blunt might get his way into the show.
What a snickerdoddle.
Okay, moving on. This is from the booby nut.
Hello. Ah, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello there to our creative gift of gabs. The roofs are starting to shout that Punky's monthly astrology horoscopes this coming weekend. I wish all you punkies could be there. Who knows? I may have to take a visit to the UK so we all can go out and grab a brewski. Have clowns. We'll travel. Cheers.
Ruby Bressnut.
Unhinged.
That is from the unhinged Ruby Bressnut, who some of you aren't quite getting, but trust us, she's going to be great. When we get her on this show properly, she's going to be on once a month. She's going to be superb with her astrological horoscope.
Her video is still on our MySpace page, isn't it?
And have a look, as Daniel did, as we will now find out.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, this is from Daniel. Hello, Daniel. Just saw the Bressnut video. Did you invite her to scare your underage listeners away?
Yes.
Yes.
Just kidding. I trust you guys. I'm sure you know what you're doing. She just scares me a bit. Maybe I'll just have to adjust.
See? That's it. How cool was that? That I got those two on like that, so
true.
We know. Ruby Bressnut is fantastic. And please visit our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, and check out Clito Goes Brito, the video. It's quite bizarre.
Scary.
Well done, you, Alice Rock. Hey, what's your website, by the way?
My website is alice-rock.co.uk.
And what's your MySpace account?
myspace.com/rockalice.
And why isn't it Alice Rock?
Because some of the bitch has already got it.
And the thing is, though, it's your real name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is my real name. So she's just going to kill herself or something and die.
Yeah, that's what I
think. Charming.
Oh, cool.
Maybe she could die in a freak yachting accident.
Well, perhaps we need to have a word with MySpace Tom and see if we can add, as well as friend requests, whether we can have enemy requests.
Nice.
And see if we can all get... In fact...
That's much more interesting.
Why not put in a friend request to myspace.com/AliceRock? And when she says, yes, oh, I'd love you as a friend, leave comments going, you fucking bitch, you've taken Alice Rock's real name. Someone will do it. Hello, it's she's getting undressed. Come on.
Some 14-year-old from the US.
Yeah, probably. Still, we can go around and punch them.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm up for it. The punching, that is.
Hey, eh?
That was nearly brilliant. Next song. Rule 303 from Australia. Right, Rule 303. And they sent me this CD ages ago when we started doing Punk and Disorderly on the proper radio station that was switched off again this evening, but that's another story. This is one of the first CDs I ever got sent, and I promised them that I would use it as much as I could, and I'm ashamed to say that I haven't done. So I'm going to play a track now by them. Now, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Very big outside chance you're going to get this website right. What do you think Rule 303's website is?
Rule303.com?
Sorry, man. CrucifiedVenus.com.
Oh,
not
so
even
close.
Close.
Got the .com right.
No cigar. This is Charged. How about that then?
That was cool.
That is Rule 303 and Charged. CrucifiedVenus.com. Don't forget, we should have all the bands on our MySpace top 20 this week. Right then, Tom. Have you got a track?
I have, sir.
Excellent. Oh, and just while we're here, Alice Rock, the rockster, Rock Alice. Have you got anything you'd like to add at this point?
I can't think of anything.
Quite honestly, you're not being as good a guest as Joe was, and that's you're going to have to...
Yeah, but she just smiles over and over again, doesn't she?
Yeah,
that's it, really.
It's true.
You are more subtle than her. And certainly, all of you out there in podcast land, far more easy on the eye.
Oh,
that's
wicked.
Right. Yeah, except that you'll have to take our word for it. That's true. No, they won't, because there's photos of you all over the net, aren't there? on your MySpace.
All over the net.
Yeah, yeah.
your MySpace, and there's longeatingrazzletypes.com.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I'm in that one.
Yeah. Brilliant. You're really good with that little black strip. Right then, Tony. Here's a twat.
Thank you. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, their location, and a reason for nomination. Please email me, because I'm running short on twats.
We need some. We need some very, very quickly, because for reasons I don't want to go into right now, we've got to make another podcast on Thursday. So if you've been thinking about nominating someone for Is a Twat, tony@punkyradio.com, get stuck in.
Make it good. Please no more my school teachers and yeah. Or that bitch in the playground. Yeah. Fucking hate that bitch.
My dad's a real fuck-ass.
Yeah.
My dad's a real snickerdoddle.
Okay, this one is from Bear.
Fancy.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so I know it's a little unusual, but I want to nominate myself as a twat.
Oh, that's good.
Basically, in my bedroom, I've got a pretty good light setup. It's all about the mood lighting for the nookie. This included a couple of spotlights on the ceiling. Bad idea. Basically, last night, while getting ready to go out, I fell over an empty bottle of wine, and somehow, while waving my arms about in the same manner as the flutterings of a burning moth on crack, I smashed one of the spots in my hand.
Oops.
Totaling the fixing, smashing the bulb and cutting my hand open, which is bad enough. But the glass from the bulb was all over the bed as well. I started to pick it up, but I couldn't pick it all up and not get blood everywhere, so I cleaned up my hand and went out, thinking, I'll come back and clean the bed. Hoover even. The sheets were fresh that day, so I wasn't going to wash them. But instead, I went out, got laughed at about my hand, and then came back and checked my email, MySpace. Another 387 email bands trying to add me. Is my profile email or something?
Yep.
And then listening to the latest Punky, which is a silly idea, because although I laughed, oh, how I laughed through the whole show, by the time it was done, I was knackered. So off to bed I trot, oblivious of the horror to come. Get to my room, look to my bed and remembered. Now, being a pretty lazy person, anyway, and being knackered, I was in no mood to get the Hoover out. A quick brush off would suffice. So after cutting my hand again, brushing the glass off the bed, I got in and fell asleep. I woke in the morning and I could only see 3 or 4 patches of blood, so I was kind of happy. But then, James Blunt came on the radio alarm. So I jumped out of bed to smash the radio or hit the snooze button, whichever happened first. Of course, on the floor between me and the alarm, 3 million bits of glass.
Uh-oh.
Which wasn't the best start to the day I've ever had.
That would chat.
So, for being a total pled and breaking my light, cutting my hand open twice, covering my bed with glass, covering my floor with glass, and not having the foresight to shoot James Blunt, I am a twat. Cheers, Steve.
Fair enough.
So, Bear is a twat.
No, do it again.
Bear is a twat.
Very good. Right then. And now it's time for a Punky exclusive. The first time this has ever happened. Some of you might have thought in the past that I, sir, am a wank stain upon society.
May they?
But this week, I'm going to make it up to you for all the terrible things I've done, all the terrible things I've said in my life, because I'm now going to present you with our first ever acoustic session. That's right.
Cool.
We've had a few sessions, but never acoustic ones.
Check us out.
And this week, we got Alice Rock. What are you going to play for us?
Oh, I'm going to play a song called Rockstar's Chick.
And can people buy this anywhere?
You can download it off my MySpace.
Just remind us of that.
MySpace.com/rockalice. And also from my website, which is alice-rock.co.uk.
All right, then.
Okay, yeah, so this is a song called Rockstar's Chick. It's about wannabe rock stars, one in particular.
Like Tony?
Yeah, but yeah. This one, I'd like to add, he's the world's biggest cunt bubble. Put that one in your dictionary.
Hey! Nice work. Nice work.
Maybe he could die in a freak yachting accident, along with this other Alice Rock imposter that's nicked my address.
She's getting angry now.
Right, like it.
Let's go for it.
Even know my name until we played the same game twice. That was not nice. You said that you could tell my screws. You turned your back on me like this was the last time. I said, no. Why do you always think you're in control? I said, no. I'm never gonna be a rock star's little girl. Come bubble, you're really about it, you think you got everything. My dear, I find you very amusing. I said, no. Why do you always think you're in control? I said, no. I'm never gonna be a rock star's little girl. No. star, second best to his ear, going after him. No, no, no. No, 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 yeah. Hello, hello, what a surprise. I can see the fear of failing in your eyes. You said you got everything, but now you got nothing. Listen up, baby, and you'll hear me laughing. I said, no, no. Why always knew that you would lose it. No, 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 no. I'm never gonna be a rock star's little girl. No, no, no. No, 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 yeah. I'm never gonna wait back for the rock star. Never gonna make babies with a rock star. Never gonna waste time with a rock star. Second best to his jig bag and a dream. Fuck off. I'm never gonna wait back for a rock star. Never gonna make babies with a rock star. Never gonna waste time with a rock star. Second best to his, you'll go on now. I'm never gonna wait back for the rock star. Never gonna make babies with a rock star. Never gonna waste time with a rock star. Second best to his, you'll go on a dream. Yeah.
Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you. If you'd not said jitbag and cunt bubble in that, I'd have thought it was shit.
That was brilliant. I should have slipped a few more in.
That was brilliant. Well done. Oh, she said slip a few more in. Oh, maybe that's why he left you in the first place. Right, that was fucking great. Right then. We won't be hearing another song for you because we haven't got time. But that was superb. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And maybe, Tony, maybe... Mm-hmm. Because I was quite clever there and left a gap at each end, maybe you could cut that up, and with the permission of the lovely Rockster, we could put it on our MySpace.
Special could version you? Just for you.
That special version just
can
for us.
Can we do that?
Of course you can.
You go pod safe as you
we're
like.
We're pod safe. There you go. It's in writing, kind of. Right then. So, it seems a shame now to cheapen the show with another poetry corner, but I feel I have to.
Yes.
And once again, your poem this week is fucking rubbish. We would really like you to send us poems. We really appreciate them. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Send us your poem. If it's not any good. If it arrives, we'll read it out. But if it's shit, I'm going to mention it. Right. And this week's, he's called himself Go DJ, I'm a DJ. And Go DJ, I'm a DJ. I appreciate your comment. I appreciate you sending the poem in. But you, sir, are a wank stain on the duvet of society for what you've done to fucking modern literature. Here goes. What up? What's going on, mates? Nothing much going on here in the big boring Lex Vegas, Kentucky. I wish one day I could come party with you two fools. Well, I hope you two chumps make up for me not being there. Oh yeah, here is a poem, well sorta. Here goes. Party, party, I go party. Eating, drinking, what was I thinking? Ran in you Tony and his pony. Called him a whore, then we drank some more. Ha! Woot! Go DJ, I'm a DJ. Oh, and George, don't panic. Yours is coming soon.
So another Tony Pony reference there.
Yeah.
Great.
I know. They are clever, some of our listeners. He's not one of them.
Although, I'm glad we stayed from the Butch Tony Fuck Pony incident.
Oh, that was good, though. That was good. When I came up with that, that was first time. Oh,
was
that
class.
Was first time. Yeah, it was class, yeah. But no, I thank you very much for sending us that poem. But see me in red pen. Must try harder.
Yeah. But hey, right. At least they're coming through. That's
song
cool.
Song three. Sport Dune. I've learnt how to
Sport
say them.
Sport Dune.
Sport Dune. I asked them. Do you remember when we played? They're from Belgium.
Right.
And I didn't know whether it was, because it's the second word is D-O-E-N. I didn't know whether it was Sport Doan or Sport Doan or Sport Dune, but it's Sport right. Dune, right? And Tony, here's a great chance for you here.
Okay.
They're from Belgium.
Right.
And they're called Sport Dune.
Right.
What is their website?
SportDune.com. I don't know what Belgium is, actually.
What are the first two letters in Belgium?
B-E.
Yeah. Even you got that, didn't you, Rockstar?
You mean even me?
Well, I mean, even you. oh, no, of course you know about websites. Aren't you, by day, some form of computer programmer?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tony, what do you do?
Computer programmer.
And you're a girl, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, and Tony, you're a girl, aren't you? It's incredible.
Got so much in common.
You have.
Who would have thunk it?
If only you were lesbians. Right then, track three, Sport Dune. You're going to like this, Alice Rockster, Rock Type, Rockster, Lizard. Right? for the simple reason we've had to turn up the temperature in here because
it's fucking boiling in here.
Well, she just laid an egg. So we can't do anything about it. She said, look, this fucker's never going to hatch. You need to keep this up. So Sport Dune, they've done a song, right, called Kevin Spacey.
Really?
Yeah. Shall we have a listen?
Okay.
Is Kevin Spacey by Sport Dune. I like that. Cool. I like that a lot. Right then, it's time to have a proper chat now. So then, Alice Rock, why don't you tell all of our listeners in Bogota about yourself?
Hello, listeners. Hello, Punky. I'm Alice Rock. I'm a kind of solo artist girl. I sing punky, well, as you just heard, punky kind of music that's gothy, slightly aggressive, tongue-in-cheek lyrics about freaks. Quite
cool. Perfect for this show. Absolutely perfect for this show. And how long have you been going, Alice Rock?
I've been doing this a year now. 1 year.
Is that all?
Yep.
You're very good.
Well, I've been in bands and stuff before, but I've just been doing this thing on my own for 1 year. I've only been writing songs for 1 year, singing for 1 year.
And what's your interesting fact about the Beatles?
Oh, my interesting fact about the Beatles?
Yeah. That you can play, isn't it something about you?
Oh, I can play every Beatles song. Name the riff, I can play it.
You can play every single Beatles song?
Yep, everyone.
Everyone. And, but what ironically has happened as a direct result of you learning everything about the Beatles?
I'm a bit bored of them.
You're bored of them? Spent fucking years learning those, now I hate them. I might point you in the direction of an 80s jazz funk outfit called Five Star. I strongly recommend that you learn all of their songs. I believe they only did the two albums. It shouldn't take long, and they're shit anyway, so you'll never miss them.
Yes, yeah, cool. Systematic, they was class.
No, I'll get on it.
I sold them their luggage. Did I tell you that story? I worked in. I was on special sales for John Lewis Wellington City in the late 80s, and I didn't know that Five Star had just been done for fraud.
Right.
And I was working on luggage the day that Five Star, and because they were all one big family, the whole family came in and all bought suitcases at the same time. I didn't know that they were Five Star. And I hadn't seen the paper that morning. It says, Five Star have been done for fraud. Right. And that morning, they all came in, bought suitcases, and literally, that lunchtime, fucked off to Mallorca.
Really?
And I sold Five Star the luggage that helped them get out of the country.
For their cash.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't think they got that much in royalties.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, there's a little story there. Right, so, World Cup. Fuck's sake.
Fuck's sake. That was the hardest, most painful match I've ever seen.
Well, I didn't mind it that much, because as soon as I heard that there was an Argentinian ref, I thought, oh, that's it, we're fucked here. He'll find some way. And if you watch that game, all the way through it, the Portuguese players were pulling shirts and kicking. And the reason Wayne Rooney got sent off, and I'm really angry about this, and not many people have actually brought this up, but he had one player on his left, one player on his right. And the player on his right was pulling his shirt and pulling him back. The player on his left stamped on his foot. Now, I don't know whether you remember, but in 2004, in the match against Portugal, Wayne Rooney was injured after someone stamped on his foot.
Really?
And he was out, and he missed the rest of the... Well, we lost that game. They were terrified of Wayne Rooney, and they trod on his foot, and one of them did it again. And there's no reason he got so angry, because it's like they injured him before, and they tried to do it again. He retaliated and was sent off. Cristiano Ronaldo, I don't think he's coming back to England.
I don't think he'll be allowed in, do you?
there's a contract out on him.
It was just a bad decision, though, as well. The red card for that.
But I was talking to... Yeah, a red card for stamping on a Portuguese bloke's bollocks.
Surely you should get a commendation.
Surely we should have got a bonus goal or something.
Yeah. Or at least some respect of the ref.
Yeah, at least turn around and twat the ref before you leave the field.
Wait, that was well odd. Yeah. Or something like that in Argentina.
Anyway, Argentinian. Oh, those bananas. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, my dad was absolutely furious. I actually thought it was okay, because I would rather England lost nobly and we were a team we could be proud of than cheated and won the World Cup. I don't mind about that. I also can't believe that I'm supporting France in the semi-final. So, French listeners, you lucky people, just when you thought I couldn't hate a country more than France, Portugal. But the thing is, I like Portugal because the Portuguese sent me the Elegy magazine and did the review of Punky in Portuguese.
And they like us.
It's like, I don't know whether to... What should I do, Alice Rock? Should I like Portugal or dislike them?
Like them. Punk is more important than football.
You just want to sell some records to Portuguese listeners, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Get off your fence.
Yeah. Caught me out.
She's a girl. What does she know about football?
Girl.
Oh, she's even said girl now.
Who's the one wearing an England shirt in this room?
And what have they done to it?
Well, I've defaced it and written all over it with anarchy symbols, but you know, it's still
disgusting.
An England shirt.
That's disgusting. It's like pissing on the flag. I'm sure you can still be hanged for that. I actually didn't mind because of that. My dad was incensed, furious, and has got Madeira neighbours. Now, Madeira is or was a part of Portugal. And his Madeiran neighbours have been leaning over the fence, going, ah, like that. And my dad has vowed never to go on holiday to Portugal again.
Bloody hell.
Quite serious. And the proper Mrs. Edwards has said, we're never allowed to go to Portugal ever. Lucky I had no plans, admittedly. Now, the upshot of the whole thing is that England are not going to win the World Cup, but this does mean that I will only be in Montreal for the one night.
Right.
And we will be going to Toronto. So when I go on holiday on Saturday, we fly into Montreal Saturday. We'll be there Saturday night. I don't know where we'll be, but we'll be out with Mike McGee. So we'll be at some hot ska punk rock spots or something. And then on Sunday, we're driving down to Toronto when I'll be bumping into Preston Buttons of Air Out My Shorts.
Preston Buttons, he's a great guy.
Preston Buttons of Air Out My Shorts, who very kindly read out my story last week, although he made a right fucking mess of reading it out.
It was hard to follow
the
story.
And it's such an easy story to follow.
If it wasn't about me, per se, then I wouldn't have followed it.
I think he read it wrong on purpose, because he was so jealous of my outstanding literary talent.
You draw some pretty pictures with your words.
I know. Yeah. And I talked about ladies with blonde hair and big boobies.
Oh. And that strange computer programmer with his own computer.
Well, do you know...
How odd?
No, but the thing was, when I started writing it, I was going to call the guy Preston.
All right.
Right. And just see if that would... And then I thought, no, he'll never read it out if I do that. Mm. And then I thought, I could maybe call him Tony. just, but then I thought, no, that's just too, that's like inbreeding.
Yeah,
a bit
incestuous.
I just won't call him anything, and it just be like that. It could be about me, for all you know.
Yeah, because you love computer programming and started in business and are single.
And donkeys.
And donkey porn, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that.
They cheapened my story. They cheapened it. You hear me? They cheapened it. So that was that. But thank you very much. And do listen to Air Out My Shorts. They are nominated in the Podcast Peer Awards, as are we.
I'm as quite right to say, great show.
If you're a podcaster and you're listening to this, make sure you check out podcastpeers.org. Register. Yes. And get involved in the competition there, because we need some competition in the music section, because no one else is.
We're pissing all over it.
Yeah, and that's not right, because we're not the best music podcast. We're the best podcast. You didn't see that one coming, did you? Now, also, the day after I'm in Toronto, which is the Sunday night, Sunday the 9th, yeah. Monday the 10th, I'll be going out in Detroit. If you are listening and you live in Detroit and you know something good that I can do on a Monday night, email paulieb@punkyradio.com by Friday.
Yeah.
And you never know, I might even meet up with you and share a beer. That'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? Where are you going on a holiday this year, Alice Rock?
Nowhere.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that. And how about you, Tony?
I might go to Skegness.
Why
which,
nowhere?
Which for all our US fans is great.
Why nowhere?
Oh, well, my mum and dad live in Skegness, so I've got endless holidays anyway.
Do you
go
know
to Skeg?
What?
It's where dreams are made of.
The more that you two talk
with the same person.
You're both computer programmers.
We both love Skegness.
You both love Skegness. You both play guitar. Admittedly, you play it a bit better.
Oh, come on, look.
No, he knows more Girls Aloud songs, so.
Of course.
Yeah, but trust me, you know more girls.
It's a fair point, more
made. It's a fair point.
But yeah.
You snickerdoddle.
But if you listen to Guzz That too much, they just get better.
Do they?
Mm. Actually, I don't know.
I'll
mean,
try it.
We've discussed this before. We like Love Machine, don't we?
Love Machine's
a
great
song.
I like
the Girls Aloud version.
We joke, but I still think it's a great pop song.
It is.
The rest of them, fucking bollocks, but that's all.
Yeah. Oh, their early stuff really isn't worth the time of day.
No, no. But Love Machine, great riff.
You, sir, are a wank stain on the Duvet Society.
Right, thank you very much.
Right then, Alice Rock, come on. Get someone in here. Right, you've looked increasingly confused as this show's gone on, Rockstar.
Well, she's got the visual version of it.
Yeah, that is true. But it must be hard to be doing Punky for the first time and be incubating an egg at the same time.
This is true. It's wild. Yeah.
Incubating's pretty tiring. It's distracting me. Well, yeah.
What, just because you just keep feeling this big egg between your legs?
Yeah, the whole incubation process, it's quite painful.
Eggs between, and me not wearing any pants, Tony.
Oh, God.
What's your website again, Roxer?
alice-rock.co.uk.
Right, Tony, should we play the last song?
Please, sir.
This is the Confederates. We played the Confederates before.
Yeah.
And they're good friends of this show. They listen quite a bit. I think they're from Washington State. And would you like to take a risk at their website, Tony?
Confederates.com.
He's got it right in one.
Redeems himself.
Rockster, if you can drag yourself away from the straw and the beating heart of your new lizard baby, why don't you give him a round of applause? Come on. He's got it right.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well done, Tony. This is called Running from the Cops.
Hey, please. You got your ears on out there? Piece of crap, 69 Mach 1 just passed me due, a 98 filled with freaky head punk rockers. Looks like it's ass whooping time.
Who's that asshole following you? Flashing lights, red and blue. Gonna pull you over if you cross that line. If you get caught, you'll be doing time. Adjust your attitude with his club. If that don't work, he'll use his gun. Gonna kick your ass if you lip up. I'm running, running, running from the cops. Running, 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 running. Pepper gas really burns my eyes. He kicked my face when asked why. Cut me up and bring me down. Not like we're punk in any town. I wear, laughing at my punk rock hair. Watch because I flipped him off. I'm running, running, running from the cops. Running.
That was Running from the Cops by the Confederates there. This has been Punky. Very important. Please do, this week and this week only, we're not going to force it down here every week, but if you can, vote for us, podcastalley.com, or hit our MySpace profile, myspace.com/punkyradio, and hit the vote thing on there.
Yes.
And vote for us. Because
enter your email address.
Because I can't have all these people cheating. It's not fair. And we're in the situation where we've got enough listeners that if you all voted, it would be amazing.
Yeah.
And it would be so nice. We would piss it.
Mm.
We'd piss it, and it would help us out. And it'll help you out as well, because the higher up we get, the more exposed we get, the more likely we are to keep going. So if you like Punky, vote Punky. Now then, Alice Rock, Rockster, the lizard woman of old Long Eaton Town. Now, you were just saying that before you worked in the circus, that you about your dad and what he does. Just one great sentence.
Okay, my dad, Charlie Rock, Alice Rock's my real name, he runs a rock shop in Skegness.
And is that like rock shop, or is that a stick of rock
a
shop?
A stick of rock, the long things.
And what does it say through, has he done it, can you get personalised message in a rock?
You can get some personalised, yeah. Some quite weird ones, actually. I think you'd quite like them on here.
What's the shop called? Is it called Rock's Rock?
It's called the Rock Factory.
The Rock Factory.
Nice.
It's superb. And what's incredible about it as well is that there's two rooms. In the front room is the shop, where there's all the different sorts of rock, and it's all really brilliant. It's real seasidey and all that. And in the back, they've got a whole family of lizards incubating eggs. Right, and if you buy 3 sticks of rock, they let you go back and have a look at them. But make sure you're not wearing too many clothes. It's very hot back there. Thank you for coming in, Alex Rock. Thank you for doing a great job, Mr. Tony, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's about it. If you can subscribe to us at iTunes, do that. We have had some more iTunes reviews. I will be reading them out soon. Everyone we get is great. Visit our user forums at lastminutecomedy.com. Vote for us at podcastalley.com. Check out Pod Riot. There's a load of fantastic podcasts on there. Say goodbye, Tony. Say goodbye, Alice Rock.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Tony.
He's freaked at the last minute. And now the lizard woman owns his heart. It's cracking, Tony, it's cracking. We're going to have a baby lizard.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.